get back in charge of things, that what they do is going to frustrate people so much. We already know, we've seen them. It's not like they haven't been in power recently. They just were. You know, with Donald Trump and prior to Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and George Bush. I mean, it's not like they haven't been in power recently. We know what they've done. We are suffering because of policies, that they've created themselves. So there is no ray of hope that Republicans wind up in charge of things and somehow things are going to get better for the middle class and for the average person. We know that's not the case, but because people are in a mode of punishing the leadership of Democrats that in many instances deserves to be punished, we're going to have to deal with the problems that we deal with. But anyway, here's another article that to me, again, points out the problems in our nation that people aren't willing to face. You know, we can keep living our lives the way we do in this country, and it's part of what is happening in America, that people have lived so well, some of them, that they don't want to think about the other side of things. And it's one of the reasons why we face the issues and that we face with climate change and other things. You know, here's a subject, and I was kind of going over this, and it caught my eye. And it always bothers me when people say what we can't afford, right, in this country. Because we just can't afford those things anymore. We really can't. There's no way. So we need to allow all these things around us to crumble. And because we just don't have the money. Yeah, we've always had the money, and we've still got it now. But here's what happens with your money. $2 trillion for war versus $100 billion to save the earth. Repeat that. $2 trillion for war versus $100 billion to save the earth. We're not talking about Russia. We're not talking about Germany. We're not talking about China. We're talking about in this nation. $2 trillion for war versus $100 billion to save the earth. For the life of me, don't understand that. The West seems more fixated on spending social wealth on military rather than addressing the climate catastrophe. During late April and early May, South Asia experienced the terrible impact of global warming. The temperature reached almost 50 degrees Celsius. That's 122 degrees Fahrenheit in some cities in the region. The high temperatures came alongside dangerous flooding in northeast India and in Bangladesh as the rivers burst their banks with flash floods taking place in places like Sungai and Shiat, Bangladesh. And Salem Haig, the director of the International Center of Climate Change and Development, is from Bangladesh. He is a veteran of the UN climate change negotiations. When Haig read a tweet by Marianne Carlson, the co-chair of the UN's Adaptation Committee, this is a problem within the human society. And I don't know, maybe it's always been there. The fact that we are much readily available, much more readily available to create and spend money on weapons of war to destroy one another than we are to do what's necessary to save the planet for other human beings. And, you know, I'm not the most religious person on the planet. I'm not the most spiritual person on the planet. But I certainly think that to think that other human beings on the earth are the main enemy of other human beings, that there's something wrong with that mentality, something wrong with that way of thinking. And we've got to get out of that. I don't care if it's the Russians. They're human beings. I don't care if it's the Chinese. I don't hate the Chinese. I don't care if it's, North Korea's, Koreans. I don't hate the North Koreans. They're human beings. You know, and so when we build up this kind of mindset in a society, which is what we all have right now, unfortunately, many of us, that we'll spend whatever we have to prepare ourselves to destroy another human being, but we can't see well enough that we'll do what's necessary to save the life of a human being. So maybe it's something in the species of man. I don't know. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Maybe it's something in the heart of man. And it doesn't matter what the nationality is. You know, we just somehow don't have enough trust or belief in another human being, and we do everything within our power to destroy them and do as little as possible to make it possible that we can live harmoniously. Man can't do it. Why man can't do it is beyond me. It's bigger than what I can surmise. Maybe you might know. 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Listen to these numbers. In 2009, at the COP 15, developed countries of the world had agreed to a $100 billion annual adaptation assistance fund, which was supposed to be paid by 2020. And what that fund was for, again, $100 billion, sounds like a lot of money, but it's not globally. But it was going to address the global issues that we all know are coming. My son lives in Arizona. He told me on last night the temperature has been anywhere from 107 to 111 degrees, is going to rise to 115 degrees today. And just to think about, and I get it. I mean, I know all of what's happening in Arizona was built on a desert. We knew what that was. Arizona is a desert. And so they've been able to do irrigation and other things and put people there. But 112, 115 degrees is a death knell long term for any human being. And yet there are people who are living in those areas. It's a hell of an accomplishment for a nation to be able to transform a desert into a place where people can live and survive. Nevada is another area where they've been able to do those things. So that's fine. But if we can do some of the things that are positive, which I think those things are, then why can't we do the things that need to be done that will support and continue to support life on this planet? You know, why should $2 trillion be spent every year to help destroy other humans on this planet, and $100 billion we can't put together collectively to address the climate issues that we know are eventually going to be the death knell for all of us? That may not happen today or tomorrow, but it's certainly coming. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you say? Our phone lines are open. Got to go to a break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.